Okay.
Okay, here we go. Here we go. And you guys got my humps. Here we go.
This is right here.
It's the first annual Mikey Show So You Think You Can Dance Challenge. Here they go. Oh, that's grody. They are definitely okay. Okay.
And then, Ashley,
yeah, Ashley did this dry sex move. Wow, she knows how to dance.
Look at that.
She's shaking her hump.
Look at her hump, dude.
My hump. Ashley can really shake it.
Yeah, she can, dude.
Wow, look at that. She's doing a thing where she's like grabbing her boobs. And Eddie's shaking it too. I gotta admit, he's pretty sexy too. Look at Eddie. Wow, they're dancing together. They really seem to have their stuff going on pretty good.
And perfectly synchronized, I might add.
Yeah. They're really synchronized really good. They're really going for it right now. P1 Allie is laughing so hard, I think she's going to... Okay, now Eddie's doing a thing where he's slapping her butt. Look at Ashley. She's really good.
Yeah, she knows how to move, dude. There's no question about that.
Now she's shaking her free Ramses. She's shaking her free Ramses around.
Yeah.
And Eddie's pointing to them.
As if he is a demonstration model on The Price is Right.
Right. He's like saying, yeah, look at these.
Okay.
Yeah, and then Ashley does this kind of cool thing where she like kind of like even lip syncs the music a little bit. She kind of thinks she's Fergie for a second.
Oh.
I like it. Now Eddie's doing a thing like he's pointing over her head like, look at this. Yeah. Check her out. This is the dumbest thing we've ever done on this show. Clearly the dumbest thing we've ever done.
What is going on now? Bravo.
Oh, there it is. Very good.
Are you able to make this beer off?
Wow.
All right, wait a minute. Now, I want to hear what P1 Allie thinks. She's an impartial person. P1 Allie, I want you to go over to the microphone. Tell us what you thought.
That was awesome and hysterical. Yeah? I was crying in the whole
way. You thought they were pretty good, though? Yeah, you like that? Okay.
You guys are awesome.
All right, next up is B. Rizzle and Sky. B. Rizzle says he's going to throw up.
Tear it up, and I'll hold it down.
All right, he's giving instructions to her. He said, "You tear it up, I'll hold it down." That was what he just said to Sky. You tear it up, I'll hold it down. Now, I want you to know, Sky's going to tear it up in pajama bottoms and a Michigan State sweatshirt.
Yeah.
Okay, wait.
Tear it up.
Wait a minute.
Sky's
going to take off the sweatshirt.
Costume change.
Yeah, she's having a costume change.
All right.
Release the hounds.
All right. Are you ready, Sky?
Watch out for my leg kicks.
There they go. There's the Hollaback Girl. Yeah, B-Rizzle's doing a hand, jazz hand thing, and Sky's shaking it. Sky knows how to dance.
Look at her go, dude.
She knows what she's doing.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, look at, there he goes. Hey, look at B-Rizzle. He's doing like the retarded robot. Oh, he's got some movement going in the pelvic area.
Look at Sky, dude.
Look at Sky. Sky's trying to like get him to like join along with what she's doing. And now he's doing a thing where it's like a butt slap with a thumb to the nose.
Yeah.
Sean, you want to describe some of this?
Basically, what we've got is we've got a comatose B-Rob in the background.
Right.
Supposedly holding it down. I don't really know what that means.
Right.
And we've got Sky in front, who is doing all of her hot black girl moves.
Right.
Even though she's completely white.
Right.
It's all over the place.
Yeah, Sky.
I mean, those babies are everywhere.
Sky looks like she's on You Got Served Too.
Yeah, exactly.
And Rob looks like he is in that show. Rob looks like he's from the movie Awakening with Robert De Niro. And he hasn't awakened yet. He's still in the coma.
He's still waiting for his dosage of L-Dopa.
Okay.
All right, that's that.
Well, here's the thing.
I want my opinion about this. Sky almost made up for, you know, like made up for two people with the quality of her dancing.
Weak.
But the problem is that both Eddie and Ashley were holding it down, and shaking it up. Ashley, what did you think of Sky and B-Rob? I mean, I'm sorry. No, no, not Ashley. Allie, what did you think of Sky and B-Rob?
I thought they were good. I thought Rob being,
comatose. Yeah,
comatose and doing the windy scarecrow.
The windy scarecrow. That's a good one.
Yeah, yeah. Sky apparently should be able to move to the next round. That's what I'm being told.
Yeah, Sky should be able to move to the next round, no doubt.
What? I'm just saying.
All right, so what we're going to do is, here's what we're going to do then. If we're going to move on to a second round, what's going to have to happen here is clearly Eddie and Ashley move forward together. And that means that they're going to take on Sky by herself.
Yeah! You want me to be a pole?
No.
Ashley, Eddie, you guys want to pick a song to
no
dance to?
No help to what I'm working with here.
Want to pick a song to dance to? Come on, Ashley, you know this stuff.
Gotta confer again.
They're gonna confer. Now, Sky, you've gotta confer with yourself.
I get a song.
It's pretty amazing that Sky can take on two people all by herself.
Yes, well.
And she's a good dancer, man.
She is Sky 1 and Sky 2.
That is right. Yes.
So
she
it's
can dance.
Like two people in one.
And she can dance.
And plus, she gets to confer with her favorite person right now.
Yeah.
That's
which
right.
Is Sky. She's conferring with a best friend. Hello. Huh. Yeah, all right, Eddie.
I know what you're talking about.
What's going on?
All right, we got our song.
What is it?
We're going to go a little old school for Shawnee O'Boy.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah.
We would like to play Rob Bass, It Takes Two.
Rob Bass.
Love it.
Rob Bass, It Takes Two. Let's see.
Rob Bass and DJ Easy Rock.
Shake it or shake it. It takes two, right here. Rob Bass.
You're in dance mode.
All right, and Sky, what are you going to dance to?
On the microphone.
Freshen it up.
What do you guys?
Since we're going old school, pull up LL Cool J.
All right.
I like where you're going.
I like
LL Cool J.
Going.
What do you like?
Round the way, girl.
No, I need something fast.
All right, you want me to keep going? No, that's all LL Cool J that we got.
Pull up Ice Cube.
Ice Cube. Look at Scat.
Wow,
old school.
What's going on, Sean?
I don't know.
Ice Cube, right here it starts, Sky.
We've
you like
clearly
any of
won
it?
This.
You've only got these four songs.
I wouldn't say that.
I wouldn't say that either.
Is anyone game?
I don't know what any of that crap is.
You know?
You guys are really good dancers.
No.
Come on, Sky.
I don't know. I'll just do my house.
I'm not... What?
Yeah.
You're going to do my humps?
That's right.
Whatever.
Yeah.
Oh. Song stealer.
Snap.
Oh, not intimidated.
My humps. My humps, my humps, my humps.
My lovely lady lump.
I'm nervous.
I like when Sky sing or when Sean sings my lovely lady humps.
Team out of sync and ready? I mean, ready?
Get off the mic. Yeah. What are you doing?
I don't know what you're saying.
He's holding it down.
I'm holding it down.
Yeah, can't you tell?
Evidently. Why don't you do the retarded rooster?
If I got to the next round, who knows? I might have.
All right, who's going first? Who's going first?
Who's up?
All right, you guys ready? All right, here comes Eddie and Ashley. Ready? Okay.
Yes!
Look at that. They're synchronized. Whoa! They're synchronized. Look at that. It's as if they planned this for like 2 whole minutes or something. Like this thing is moving and shaking. Look at, there goes Ashley.
Oh, yeah.
As Eddie puts his hand in the air, Ashley sort of snuggles up to his body. And Ashley fluctuates between looking very serious and very playful. Yeah, now she's playful. Now she's playful. Now she's playful and serious. And look at that. 4:36 in the morning, she's shaking it. And look at Eddie. He's doing the tongue out move. He's back. He is no longer comatose. He is dancing his butt off. And look at them go. Apparently, it takes two to make a thing go right. There you go. All right, guys, thank you very much. Let's hear it for him. Very good. Very good. Very good.
Wow.
Pull my groin on that one.
All right. Next up is Sky.
Really brings calories.
Come on.
Ready, Sky?
This one goes out to B-Rizzle.
All right, here you go, Skibidi. She's going to do my humps.
Come on, break it. Break it off.
Sky's got a routine all worked out. Look at that. Got the hand over the head. Already moving like a black girl all by herself. She is shaking it, dancing it. We're doing the first annual Mikey Show So You Think You Can Dance Challenge.
I'ma get you drunk.
There she goes. There she goes. She's shaking it. Shaking it. She dances like a black girl, man.
It's like it's a whole routine.
I know. I know. She's got it.
Doing random.
She's got it. She's got it. We should have webcast this. There's no two ways about it. You and Allie is impressed. How can you not be? What do you think of that, Boston Rob? It's pretty. Why are you clapping? I'm saying, what do you think?
I think it's awesome.
Okay. Oh, look at that. She went over and served to Eddie.
Yeah.
She went right up to Eddie and served him. Uh-oh. Look at that. Unbelievable. She's staring at him. Look at, she's calling Eddie out. How about that? Ladies and gentlemen, that's Sky and my humps.
Whoa.
Allie, what'd you think of her performance?
That was awesome. That was awesome.
No. What'd you think, Allie?
Sky, I think you have a lot of skill. I think you're very good.
Yeah.
But personally, I enjoyed Ashley and Eddie a lot more.
Wow.
All right, and what did you think, Sean?
I enjoyed both dances.
Yeah.
And I have to say that if I go strictly on being turned on, Sky gets the edge.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Here.
It was a turn on.
I'm not here, Daddy.
All right. And so I guess I'm going to have to be the deciding factor here.
Yep.
And listen.
Hey, at least I didn't pull a groin, dude.
Listen,
okay?
I'm afraid that Ashley and Eddie win on pure volume of people. Volume of people.
Say it.
And they're going to take us out with it. There you go.
Yo, what's up? Come on. Jesus Christ.
Come on.
You know it. All day long.
This guy is so irritated.
You get it now.
Raise
up.
How can you win on volume of people? What is that? That just means they have more people than me. What is that? That's weak.
I want to rock my man.
All day long.
It's a good dance.
All day long.
All day long. Dumbest show ever.
Dumbest game ever.
Oh, it's a dumbest. I mean, that was a game?
Second time I was robbed today.
Oh,
weak.
Please.
Weak.
The house down.
That was weak.
Gosh darn it.
You all suck. You guys don't get it.
Appearing at a club near you.
Don't get it. I got jacked.
All right, folks.
Whoa.
Mikey Show, hello. Mikey Show, hello.
Hey, what's up?
What's up, dude? Mikey Show.
Hey, how's it going?
What's up?
Wondering if you guys ever called any of those numbers that Boston Rob got. I'm pretty sure they're all fake.
Pretty sure. I'm pretty sure they are, too, dude.
Pretty sure.
So did you guys check?
No, what, at 4 o'clock in the morning?
Yeah, why not? Invite them over.
Come on.
Mikey Show.
Hey, it's P1 Jables. I just had a comment I wanted to add for Ashley and Sky.
Uh-huh.
You know, the other day, I emailed them a question about getting married, and they were the only two people that ever wrote me back. I just really wanted to thank them. I really appreciate all the help that they gave.
Oh, you're welcome.
I think it was Sky especially. You know, you gave me some good advice. I really appreciated it.
Are you the guy who's trying to get married on a budget?
Yeah.
Oh, good luck with that.
That's cool.
Yeah, I gave you advice on that.
But if it's any help, I got some advice for any other guys. If you're ever out there looking for a girl, head out to some of those bridal fairs. they got the one bride, and then they bring all their beautiful friends that are single who are desperately looking for a man with them every time.
There you go. All right, dude.
But, have a good night, guys.
Right, thank you. That's a good day,
yes,
is what you want to say.
Good day to you, sir.
It's a brand new day. Can you believe that Starbucks is now open, like reopened? Starbucks has now reopened.
Mikey, can you make up something that I won today? Because everybody else on the show seemed to win something
Sky,
today.
Sky, you won coolest chick in the world.
Thank you. Oh, I feel so much better.
You won second place a lot, too.
Thank you.
Yeah. Yeah. Let's see. What can we do? What can we do? What can we do? You guys talked about the violence that was happening in Paris, right?
Yeah, I just...
They're making lots of violins
excuse
there
me.
Now.
No,
I
not
violins. Saw on the news that...
Not violins. Huh? No, that's violence. Violence. No, no there's no. violence in Paris.
I saw on the news that they had another night of it.
They
you know,
did?
Last night, yeah. The seventh night.
They're doing all this. This
Paris.
Is all happening because of, like, a couple kids, Sky?
Yeah, a couple kids that I guess were trying to run from the cops, and they ran and hid in, like, a power plant or a power station or something like that, and they ended up getting electrocuted and died. So a whole bunch of kids in the suburbs of Paris are, like, blaming the cops, and for the last seven nights in a row have been rioting, setting cars on fire, throwing rocks at cops, you know, stuff like that. Weak. Weak sauce.
Yeah, it is. It's a bunch of crap. A couple phone calls. Mikey Show, hello.
Hey, what's going on, Mikey?
What's up, dude?
Hey, one Joe, man. I used to listen to you guys back in Dallas, man.
Cool.
And, hey, you guys went through the torture, so now so am I.
What can I do for you, bro?
Well, no, I just, I'm going by there this morning. I was hoping to drop in and say, what's up, man?
Yeah, I can't do that, dude.
Yeah, we're a mess.
We're a mess. Oh. We're a mess.
Yeah, to let you know, I got the radio next to me, so it wakes me up every 5 minutes. So I still hear the voices, man.
Right on, dude. Thank you for listening. Mikey Show.
Mikey.
Yeah.
It's P1 Page.
P1 Page.
What's up, you guys?
What happened? How come you didn't? How come you didn't come in here? You were supposed to come visit.
I know, but you guys had all that food going, and
yeah.
I don't want to overload you and give you a tummy ache.
What's going on with your sister Erin? Isn't she gonna call or come in?
See, I was gonna give you her phone number to have you call her.
That'd be funny. Your sister takes things too seriously. I mean, how could she possibly think I was being serious about her name?
She knew you were joking.
Nah, she was getting all weird.
I know, but she knew you were joking.
But she's tripping out. She was tripping out there on me, Paige.
She just wanted you to call her P1 Tori and listen to the song. She's like, she's not even commenting on my email. He's just talking about P1
You
Tori.
Guys are so odd. Are you going to work today?
I just woke up and turned the radio on to listen to you guys, and I was cracking up. I'm, like, half asleep right now.
How about
awesome.
That?
You guys are doing such a great job.
Aren't you even going to say hello to Boston Rob?
What up, B-Rizzle?
What's up?
How you doing?
Been better.
Yeah, poor guy's barely hanging in there.
Keep on going. You guys are kicking butt.
He was just saying to me, I'd probably be doing a lot better if Paige had brought that food down like she said she was going to.
That's true.
He was just saying that to me, and I said, listen, B-Rob, I'm really sorry that she disappointed you like that. He said, hey, listen, Mike, it's not the first time. And I slapped him right across the face. I slapped him right across the face when he said that.
Can't believe that.
Thank you.
Couldn't believe it. All right, Paige, you're the best.
All right, guys, have fun.
All right, hey, make your sister call in. We want to make fun.
All right, I'll try.
All right, bye.
We want to make fun.
Mikey Show. Hello. Mikey Show.
What's cooking, good looking?
Not been much.
Can't get enough of that.
Yeah. What's cooking, good looking? What's cooking, good looking? Hey, what's cooking, good looking?
I gotta find that again.
What's cooking, good looking?
Here we go. Let me play it for you.
I think this is it.
Hey, it's cooking, good looking.
Oh my God!
Hey, it's cooking, good looking.
Cooking.
What's cooking, good looking?
It's good stuff right there.
Hey, it's cooking, good looking.
Completely obliteratedly drunk.
You are a Lothario.
Mikey Show.
What is that?
Mikey Show.
How do you guys keep your voices going good? I mean, 28 hours straight.
I have been taking, where are they? I have been chewing on Ricola.
Ricola.
Natural cherry honey herb throat drops.
I've been listening to you for the past 20 hours. It's just, I don't see how you could do it.
Well, dude, we got one more. We're coming up on the 23rd hour, and it'll be 24 hours at 6 a.m.
I've been listening since 10 a.m.
We're just kind of messing around right now. We don't have any real plan. We're just kind of talking with people on the air, and it doesn't really matter.
Hey, that's the way to do it.
There you go, bro.
I've been listening since you had your night show, and it's always a pleasure.
Thank you, dude. I appreciate it.
You have a good one.
Bye. Sky, why don't you do your Cosmo quiz with some people, and I'll participate in it if I feel it's not beyond my personal boundaries.
Alrighty.
Boundaries. A Cosmo quiz?
Yeah, she got a Cosmo quiz. Some of these are pretty funny.
To be honest, this is actually a quiz in Marie Claire.
Oh, much better. I'm in now.
Yeah, ultra gay.
Like, what is it? What is it geared to? Because I might not want to participate.
Excuse you. Me. It's called What's Your Sexual Style?
All right, I'm in.
Oh, I'm in.
Okay, and basically the way this goes.
Doggy.
Dude, relax.
Okay. So I'm going to read a list of 8 statements, and you need to pick the 2 of them that you think best fit you.
Okay.
Awesome.
Okay.
Oh, I love these.
Okay. And it says your style can change, so choose how you feel like right now in your current life.
Quit screaming at me.
Okay, so when you hear ones that you think, you know, remember the number.
I got it. Jesus.
Hey, Effer.
You are.
I don't want to read them all and then be like, what was number 3 again?
I got a pen.
All right.
Man.
Ready?
Yeah.
Okay. So pick the 2. Okay. Number 1. Your idea of a perfect date night involves candlelight and cuddling.
Perfect date night.
Number 2. You never pass up on a dare, especially if it involves a man's junk.
Well, this guy has that apply to us.
Well, it doesn't. So the part that applies
that
to you
number 2?
Is you never pass up on a dare. Number 2. Now, keep in mind, this is a woman's magazine, so
well,
you men are
going
to have to, you know, use your imagination.
No.
Number 3. When you're getting dressed for a date, you usually leave your panties off.
So why are you doing this? I don't want to do this if you're going to be like this.
This is so
I'm not
stupid.
Being like anything. It's a girl's quiz.
Well, change it up for a guy.
Modify it.
Okay, when you're getting dressed for a date, you usually...
Leave your jockstrap.
Leave your underwear off.
Well, she would know. She's worn a jockstrap before.
That's right. She wore it in front of our big boss upstairs.
All right. Number 4.
It's burned into his memory.
You think foreplay is overrated? You'd rather just get right to sex. Number 5. Your sexual fantasies look like NC-17 films, not porn. Number 6. You're cute and playful in bed, and you love to laugh.
This is so stupid. I have 0 right now.
Number 7. Your neighbors need to wear earplugs when you are having sex.
Here we go. Bonnie's in.
And number 8, there's no bigger turn-on than getting blindfolded or tied up during sex.
Okay. All right. I'm good.
Okay. So, Eddie, what numbers are you
7
on?
7 and 8.
7 and 8. What a surprise. That makes you a seeker.
Damn skizzle.
All right. you are turned on when your mind is stimulated during sex. You crave fantasy and suspense.
Yep.
The more in the dark you feel about what is going to happen next, the hotter you get.
I'm thinking company bathroom, this guy. What up? What up? What up?
And then they have...
Company bathroom.
And
breaking that tile floor.
Then they have tips on how to make your sex... Tips on how to make your sex even hotter, but I don't think I can read it on the air.
I don't think it's necessary, my friend.
Okay.
He could have written that himself.
Johnny O'Big? What numbers did you pick?
6 and 7.
Gay.
You're gay.
Okay, you are a sensualist.
Ew.
You are all about the heat of the moment.
Disgust myself.
You're all about Asia.
you love hungry, uninhibited, animalistic sex. Forget foreplay. You go right for hot passion and are only satisfied after an explosive full body satisfaction.
Oh, gross.
That is awful.
And they did not use the word satisfaction.
Oh.
Okay, Ashley?
6 and 8.
Six.
Running mates.
You are a retard.
You know what?
I'm just kidding, Mama.
That was unnecessary.
Instead of satisfaction, did they say the dumper?
Now, this is kind of tough because Ashley split in between two categories, but I think she's closer to a seeker, which is the same thing as Eddie.
All
was.
Right, homegirl. That's my dance partner.
What up?
Straddling Eddie.
That's what I'm talking about. 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 That's what I'm talking about.
Up in the house. Up in the house.
Up in the house. Living on the ranch.
Raise the roof.
You're dumb. B-Rob, you playing or no? Is he even in there?
Where is B-Rob?
Oh, he's not even in there.
How did you answer there? Skee-ball?
Well, no surprise. I am an innocent. Turned on by the details of foreplay, the right caress on your lower back gets you aroused way faster than any wild position or new toy.
Such a bore.
Excuse me, I'm a purist.
All right.
I thought you said you're an innocent.
Well, I'm an innocent, but I, you know.
You're just giving yourself the name.
Yes.
Whatever.
I don't need all that, you know.
Then I'm sexy.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Thanks. I'm a sexiest.
It's name your own quiz night here on the Mikey Show.
So bravo to all of us.
That was it?
That's it, dude.
That was the quiz?
Yeah, that was
you
fun.
Are lame.
That was fun.
Why am I lame? I don't write the quizzes. Jeez. God. Lame.
Hey, Mike.
Yo.
We got it. We got the interview with the Survivor guy, Jungle Survivor guy, coming up at 5.
Is that right?
See if you want to kill a couple minutes. That'd be sweet.
I sure as heck do. What the heck you mean?
What the heck you mean?
What the heck you mean?
You guys want to hear Tyrone and Tortilla? Mm-hmm. Or A Tough Love with Eddie?
I want to talk to peeps. Let's take phone calls.
All right. It's up to you.
I'm awake now.
Mikey Show.
Hello?
Yeah, go ahead. You're on the air.
Hey, guys. I've been listening to you since you guys started the other morning. I've been up for like 2 days trying to do my schoolwork before they kick me out of school.
How old are you?
I am 17.
Wow.
And I haven't been able to sleep, and I had to go to work today, and like I fell asleep for just like a couple of minutes.
Oh, that sounds so unhealthy.
It is unhealthy.
Yeah. Sounds
but
really.
You guys are helping me get to school, huh?
Well, listen, I hope things change for you. I really do. I'm not kidding. And, you know, get some sleep, okay?
Hey, I will, but tomorrow's my day of school, and after that, I'm done.
All right, thank you.
I'm sexy.
Mikey Show. Hello.
Yeah, who?
Yeah, go ahead. You're on the air.
Yeah, hi, I'm Nick.
Hey, Nick.
Hey, I'm just calling to tell you guys good morning, and also to tell you guys, you know, a great, you know, radio station, and
right.
You know, I love you guys.
Thank you, Nick.
Oh, I love you.
Mikey Show.
Hello.
Yeah, hello.
Yeah, I want to talk to Mikey.
You're on the air, bro.
Yeah, I just got off work, and I've been working, I worked graveyard last night and tonight, and I haven't slept since.
Wow.
So, it's brutal, but you guys can do it. And what does Ashley look like?
She's pretty. Mikey Show.
Yeah, I wanted to talk to Mikey.
Go ahead, you're on the air.
Oh, hey, I've been trying to go back to sleep for like 3 hours. I just can't turn you guys off.
Well,
you
it's had a great tough day. To do.
Aw, sweet.
It is very tough to do. It is not easy to turn the show off once you start and you're having a good time, you know?
It's like crack.
It's like crack.
I just started listening to y'all in July. I just wanted to tell y'all you had a great show.
Well, I'm glad. Thank you. Mikey Show.
Hey, Mikey.
Yeah.
Am I in the air?
Yes.
Hey, how you doing, man? Hey, I wanted to ask you about a new show they got over here at 103.7 The Planet.
Yeah.
They changed it to Tom Likas. You heard about that guy?
Yeah, in the afternoon.
Yeah, in the afternoon, like at 3.
Yeah, he's lame.
Well, the thing is, he was talking last time about about abortion, dude. He was saying that that you can get abortion. Like,
so what do you want from me calling me talking to me about him?
Because I wanted to know your ideas about the same thing, dude.
About abortion?
Yeah.
Oh, come on, dude. You're calling me 5 o'clock in the morning. You want to get my opinion on abortion?
Yeah, that's pretty hardcore.
Douchebag. Come on.
Hey, Mikey, man.
I want to get your opinion on the competing radio station talk show, man.
Yeah, I want to mention his name.
Yeah, and I want to talk about his name, and I want you... Like, it's so taboo to be talking about another station. Like, I freaking care.
Lame.
Come on, dude.
Yeah, take another Red Bull, dude.
Yeah. Douchebag.
Hey, come on. Calm it down.
Yeah.
That's so stupid.
Yes, it is.
We're getting a little, you know.
Mikey show.
Hey. You're cracking me up.
I feel the same way.
I've been with you since 6 o'clock.
Well, then you're a good person.
Anyways, you guys have really kept me going, man.
That's awesome. You started at 6 yesterday with us?
Yeah.
Wow.
We're coming up on hour 23 here in a minute.
Yeah, I know. I know. I went to work at 7 o'clock this morning and got off at 3:30, and then I went home, and my son and I listened to the show.
That's awesome, dude. Thank you for doing it.
I came back to work at midnight.
Awesome.
Damn.
Midnight to 8.
Cool. Thank you.
Yeah, that's cool.
Let me tell you. I don't know what it is, the actual physical thing that happens to your body when you get that second wind, because you go from being, like, so dead tired to all of a sudden you're, like, shot out of a cannon.
Yeah.
I don't know how that works. I know how it works for Eddie and Ashley. They were dancing their butts off, and so was Sky.
I'm wide awake now.
Yep.
I bet you are.
Those endorphins pumping.
Party in my head.
Mikey show.
Straight up.
Hey, what's up? This is James.
What's up, James?
I just wanted to find out who has the awesome laugh during, like, your day shows. It's a guy, but he's just got this really distinctive laugh. It just gets me going.
Probably Sean.
Yeah, man. It's freaking awesome. I work on an ambulance, so we really only have a radio to entertain us, and you guys keep us going all day.
That's cool, dude.
Yeah, it's super awesome.
Thank you.
Super.
Our promotions department is going to cook for us. Where are they going to cook all this stuff?
Right out front, or like right out there.
Out in the parking lot or
yeah.
something? That's pretty cool.
Homemade hash browns.
Let me tell you something. I wrote an email to our program director the day before yesterday. And I said, I'm sure you're doing this, but I just wanted to make sure that you press released our 28-hour show. She writes me back. She says, oh, yeah, tomorrow we're doing that.
Huh?
Okay. I'm sure you were. You know what I mean? Let me do this.
The Mikey Show 28-hour marathon is brought to you by KSWB Channel 569. Tune in Thursday night for Smallville at 8 o'clock. The official home of the Mikey Show 28-hour marathon is...
KIOZ, San Diego's Rock.
Rock 105.3.
The following takes place between 5 a.m. and 6 a.m.
That's the 23rd one of those we've heard.
Are you joking?
We started yesterday at 6 o'clock in the morning. We made it through the lunch hour. We made it into the dinner hour. We made it into the late night. We made it into the overnight. And we're about to make it back into the morning again.
Oh, man.
It's pretty incredible when you think about it, isn't it?
Awesome!
It really is a lot. Hurry up. Give me an IM. Give me a beat.
Yeah.
I'm about to get an instant message and be told who I've got on the line here.